Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Made it, folks, through another week, week 8 in the NFL. Feels a little sweeter, a little happier, a little nicer, a little pep in the step after watching the Vikings get taken apart last night on Thursday Night Football. Now we head into a weekend where we've got to wait all the way until the night game on Sunday to watch the Green Bay Packers take on Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is going to be a great game. I think regardless of, you know, sweating out the fact that it's the Packers, this is going to be a really great football game. I can sense it. I can feel it in my bones. And I do think this is going to be one of those games where it's back and forth. And I'm not necessarily saying it's a shootout, but certainly there are going to be points scored in this game. And I have this kind of gnawing feeling that it's going to come down to whoever has the ball last. And some of the kind of fourth quarter is going to be about trying to possess the football and make sure you're in control at the end of the game. And I do think for the Packers in particular, a big part of their approach here is going to be about trying to keep the ball away from Aaron Rodgers. Because I do think, as much as, you know, Micah Parsons and company up front can get after it, I just think the ball is going to be out of Rodgers' hands quickly. Obviously, they're going to try and run the ball and things like that. Try and stay ahead of the sticks, as it were. But, man, Rodgers has been lethal as far as getting the ball out quickly. And that has been somewhat of, you know, the kryptonite for this Packers defense. And Packers are going to have to be sound tackling, going to have to rally and tackle, limit what yards after the catch all of these kind of playmakers for the Steelers can get. Certainly those tight ends are going to give the Packers problems. Don't even start with DK Metcalf. Undoubtedly, Arthur Smith and company are going to be working to get him matched up on Nate Hobbs as much as possible. This is going to be a game where you want that Steelers offense on the sideline. Control the game, control the clock. Sometimes it's going to look probably ugly, a little frustrating, but I do think in service of trying to suppress that Steelers offense as much as possible, and particularly Aaron Rodgers, man, just play keep away. That said, I do think the Packers are going to move the ball. I do think they're going to score points. It is going to be interesting, though, what they are able to cobble together as far as a lineup goes, especially at wide receiver with a late addition to the injury report. Let's take a look at that, brought to you by ThetaCare. Matthew Golden added to the injury report, a limited participant on Friday, dealing with a hip injury. Don't love it, obviously. And you see there, Warren Brinson added as well. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. Both of them are questionable. The two guys that are already listed as out, you've got Dontavian Wicks, who's dealing with that calf injury that got him out of that Arizona game, along with Lucas Van Ness, who has not practiced all week. Those guys are already declared out. Now, clearly the one big question is Christian Watson going to be up and will he play? And how much, if so? I do think he'll be up and I do think he'll play. Undoubtedly, there'll be somewhat of a pitch count as far as they're not going to throw him in there and having him play 100% of the offensive snaps right out of the gate. But I do think he obviously adds a dimension to this offense that has been lacking, both in clearing things out, taking coverage with him, but also just in the running game on the perimeter, his physicality, his ability to get after it on the perimeter and hopefully open up some lanes for Josh Jacobs, Emmanuel Wilson, whoever might be running the football, turn some of those 2 or 3 yard gains into 8-10 yard gains and keep matriculating the ball down the field. And again, possess the football. So we'll see how that plays out. Obviously, big shout out, huge shout out as always to our friends over at ThetaCare. With care teams across 17 Wisconsin counties, huddle up with ThetaCare to keep your whole team in peak condition. Proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV, ThetaCare. There's a link in the description of this video for you to find out more information. Please do so if you are in the Wisconsin area. They are outstanding at what they do. What's going on, everybody? Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody chiming in. Look at everyone. Aaron Harper starting us off. What's up, man? Go Pack Go, F. Rodgers. Little salty there from Aaron Harper. Okay, F. Rodgers, if you please. And misspelled, maybe to twist the knife a little bit. Man, I don't have animosity for Aaron Rodgers. I really don't. You know, obviously the time came when it was clear it was time for the Packers to turn the page, and it got a bit messy because it's always going to when you're dealing with a legend, a then four-time MVP, Super Bowl champion. It's going to be hard to turn that page, but the Packers did so, and at the end of the day, I think he's ended up in a really good spot. Now, it really sucks that he suffered the injury he did that first game in a Jets uniform. Certainly, you don't wish time with the Jets on anyone, but that was the team that was interested in trading for him. I think his time at Pittsburgh has probably given him some great perspective as to, you know, how poorly he had it in New York. But I just think it's really hard for me to muster, you know, Aaron Harper here saying F Rodgers. I don't know, man. He's an all-time great. He's going to be, you know, up on the facade at some point at Lambeau. They don't have the sustained success they had over the course of his 15 years as a starter without him. You know, it's just, it's, I can't gin up any kind of animosity towards him. In the moment at the end there, did it get frustrating? No question about it. But again, it was inevitable. It was time to move, and they moved. And now things are good. I got no problem with it. Ed, what's going on, man? Have to retract an Aaron Rodgers comment from transplants. It dawned on me that he's had three concussions that we know of, college, high school. So maybe I should cut him some slack and just enjoy his on-field play. That's understandable. I mean, look, you're allowed to feel however you feel about the man. You can say yay or nay or F Rodgers or whatever, and that's all you, and that's how you feel about it, right? No one's here to say that's invalid. People will have very different opinions, most likely, but whatever he made you feel, that's what you felt, or what you feel currently, and that's understandable. I don't think anybody, you know, is under any illusions that, you know, like I said, not you can't deny his greatness and what he did in a Packers uniform. And if that's all you celebrate, phenomenal. Great. It's all you need to celebrate. Because that's the other thing, you know, he's a football player. Did great things in a football uniform for your favorite team. Nothing wrong with celebrating that at all. MAD, what's going on, man? Chances of MG playing Golden, I would suspect they're probably, hopefully, pretty decent, but you never know now with the new questionable designation since they got rid of probable. Questionable could be he's on the doubtful side, or it could be, oh, you know, he's probable and he'll probably play, but we don't know anymore. So, the fact that it clearly happened sometime in practice, and clearly Matt wasn't asked about it today because it hadn't appeared on an injury report yet. It's really hard to say with any certainty. Here's hoping, crossing the fingers. That's where I'm at with the Matthew Golden injury situation. Andrew Ware, how are you, sir? Regardless of outcome, this game is a real test of where we are. Having said that, I want to embarrass that motherfucker. Would relish a pick six. We put up 40 and win. Think it's going to be a shootout. Yeah, I think, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up something like high 20s, low 30s. But a 40 burger, that would surprise me. Simply because, you know, the Packers have done such a phenomenal job of limiting explosive plays. I think they will score, but it's going to take them time to do it. And I just don't see them as a quick strike offense against the Packers defense, which probably means fewer opportunities, unless, of course, there's a big return or a, you know, a strip sack fumble from TJ Watt or something that sets up their offense deep in the Packers territory, which obviously changes the game script. But yeah, I just think this is a game where both offenses are going to possess the ball to score. They're going to have to, you know, chip away, as it were. Cheeto, what's going on, man? Potential poetry this weekend. We win if our first round pick wide receiver gets his first TD, or Parsons, our blockbuster trade, gets four sacks, or Rodgers' defense can stop a nosebleed. Comedy, tragedy, go Pack, go. I see what you're doing there, Cheeto. Yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, the drumbeat had been get Rodgers a first round wide receiver, and then they finally do it after he leaves. You know, it's not like the cupboard was bare, though. I mean, let's be serious, right? From James Jones to Greg Jennings to, hell, Davante Adams. Like, it wasn't like he was dealing with scrubs or handed a bunch of nobodies that had no talent, right? They they made sure that his cupboard was stocked for most of his time. Now, after the Devontae trade, man, I get it. A little rough, a little bare, but it's not like there was nothing to work with. Simitovich, what's up, man? I really smiled when 12 talked about Green Bay. Go Pack, go. I ain't saying that last part. Yeah, man, it was great to hear him talking about Chives and shopping at the Piggly Wiggly and all the different towns he lived in. It did, and I loved him talking about the plane rides back after games and, you know, Mike Clemens asking him about the case of beer in the back of the pickup truck on the way back from practice. Man, there's some amazingly fun moments. And also hearing him talk about St. Norbert's and that shout back, that call out to a, you know, tradition that essentially now no longer exists, you know. Some really special times when Rogers was in the green and gold. No question about it. Brandy, what's up? Loving the Packers ever going to get that flea flicker right? Wouldn't be mad if they fired that play into the sun. Well, it would help if, you know, the throwback to the quarterback wasn't a moonshot, allowing the defense to get after the quarterback. Look, I'm just happy that Jordan Love has the wherewithal and the presence of mind to not just, you know, gun it deep because that's the call and they want to make it work. You know, he's been pretty judicious with, okay, we're going to run a flea flicker, but if it's not there, I'm going to check it down. He hasn't forced the issue on those plays, which is exactly what you want, right? So many times you see that call and people throw it up no matter what, because we finally got to call it and run it. And then it results in, you know, a turnover or whatever, and everyone gets upset. I have appreciated, especially Jordan Love, the narrative around Jordan and how, you know, the perception coming into the season was how careless he is with the ball. And this year he's been anything but, right? So I hear you. It's frustrating when they dial it up, it doesn't work, but I'd rather the results we've seen from it than a turnover or like a predetermined throw. I'll take what we've had. Michael, what's going on, man? Kind of surreal to be rooting against Rodgers as an opponent for the first and probably only time. Wish it was in Green Bay because I'd be going for sure. Oh, Michael, yeah. I mean, Rodgers mentioned that on the call. I think all of us wish this game was in Lambeau, right? I wish, and I, you know, maybe I'm in the minority here, but I talked about it all offseason. I really wish the Vikings had taken him up on his offer. To have Rodgers in a Vikings uniform, baby, in Lambeau, come on. Just the poetry of it, like the epic kind of rhyme of the whole Favre situation, and then have Rodgers, like, that would have been fun, but 'twas not to be. I am very excited, though, and very glad that they are getting just a chance to play him. Like, that's going to be great. But I'm with you. I really wish this game was in Lambeau. Grant, how are you, man? Nothing will top those Holmgren-Favre years, 93 to 97 specifically, but the next best thing was watching 12 build a Hall of Fame career. Fun times from 2009 to 2020. Yeah, man, absolutely. I'm with you, of course. I was, you know, right there during the 90s watching that team finally break through. And that, I do think, is what made it so special, the fact that most of us who had watched them through the 70s and 80s and how horrible they were, to finally kind of start the turnaround with Holmgren, Favre, Reggie coming on board. That whole ascension was just incredible, right? For a fan base that had only known misery. So then, yeah, you get the Rodgers component and the continuous stupefaction, I'll call it, of the fact that the Packers went from Brett Favre, three-time MVP, who was absolutely incredible and helped revitalize the franchise, to a guy who I don't think there's any doubt, I don't think there's any argument, was a better quarterback. That's impossible. Like, that would never happen, but it happened. And to watch Rodgers, like, at the height of his powers, absolutely nuts. I mean, how spoiled are we? Incredible times. Incredible times. Jason, what's up, man? The play by Aaron during the run the table streak was the greatest QB play ever, in my opinion. He was from another planet during that time. Yeah, what's crazy is that Jordan's stretch there at the end of 2023 is the closest I've probably seen to someone being on a heater like that at the position. But with my own two eyes, and this includes all the Favre years, that stretch in 2016, That's the greatest stretch of quarterback play week by week throughout a season that I've ever seen. No doubt about it. And the fact that I was on the beat that year and was at all those games only reinforces it because, you know, it was, I'm not going to say all him because obviously there's a lot of other guys on the field making shit happen, but they had no business winning, I'd say about half of those games. He was unreal in that stretch. And, you know, 2011 and obviously 2010 winning the Super Bowl, but then 2011 was just lights out statistically. But man, that 2016 streak, that kind of back half of that year, I don't think we'll ever see anything like that again. It was absolutely phenomenal. No doubt. Legends, what's going on, man? I'll be in attendance on Sunday night for my first NFL game. And man, I could not have picked a better game to be at. Oh, dude, you are so lucky and in for a treat. Regardless of how the game goes, and I, like I said at the top, I do think it's going to be an incredible game. That venue where it's set in the city on the rivers at night, a nighttime game. Last time I was there was the game in 2017 where Hundley started for the Packers. That venue is amazing. You are going to have a ball, dude. That is just a great spot to see a football game. No doubt about it. Buddha's here on Twitch saying 42-17 Packers win. Whoo, baby. Feels a bit rich, but I'm here for it. I'll take it if that's how it ends up. FMCH, how are you, man? Folks needing a reminder that what fun Rodgers was for us. Watch the back-to-back 50 burgers from 2014. What a 2 weeks that was. Games are on YouTube. Go Pack, go. Dude, hell yes. Man, is that when that, I think that, isn't that the same stretch where they got like a bunch of coaches fired, like, week after week? Like, I think Wade Phillips got fired and then Brad Childress got fired. Man, that was a nuts season. If I'm remembering, that's the same year, I think. Joe, what's up, man? To me, 2025 was Rodgers feels nothing like 2009 versus Favre. Obviously, a lot of that was the rivalry involved and lots of fans respect the Steelers organization. Yeah, and Tomlin and, yeah, everything that the Steelers have stood for. Plus, you know, we got bragging rights over the Steelers forever because we beat them in a Super Bowl. So, you know, they're like the little brother at this point. I kid somewhat, but we do have bragging rights. And, yeah, like, there's no bitterness here. Like, I think most of this is appreciation for Rodgers. I haven't seen much, if any, you know, other than homeboy at the top of this chat saying F Rodgers. He's like kind of literally the first one this year that I've seen say something even close to that. Rai, what's up, man? Quay would be a good edge rusher, long and twitchy. I just don't know if he holds up against the run. He's having issues with the run as it is, you know, trying to set an edge. I'm not a big fan of this concept. I do think he's been effective as hell rushing the passer, but that's from the off-ball spot where I think he's able to really get after the running backs that are assigned to usually, more often than not, step up in pass pro. I don't know, man. Quay on the edge. I've seen a lot of people talking about that. I'm not a huge fan of that idea. I don't mind the idea of moving him to the will, to the weak side backer spot, which is what Cooper usually plays, but yeah, I strictly edge, man, I think he'd get eaten alive by a lot of those tackles. Nick, what's up, man? If tickets weren't Super Bowl prices, I'd definitely be making the 8-hour drive to go to the game. Yeah, you're not lying, man. I thought those Cowboys prices were legitimate. Holy cow, the price for this game is right up there. It's pretty ridiculous. But hey, man, they only charge it because people will pay it, and that place will be packed. More money, man. Mad, what's up? How you feeling on Sorrell so far? To me, Jim. Yeah, just don't jump off sides on 3rd and 23. I mean, I kid, but you do that and you're going to get a circle around you and get yelled at and coach is going to call you out in the presser. And I do agree with you. I think he's been very, very good so far for a rookie. For as little as he's played, he's actually shown up on tape and impacted plays. You know, there's a long way to go. I do think he's going to get more and more opportunities the more he shows what he can do, and it's all been promising. Long way to go, though, you know? But yeah, like what we've seen so far. No doubt about it. Jeff Jones, what's up, man? Hurry up situations can turn into parson buffets. You would hope, right? But they also could lead to the quarterback just dinking and dunking and getting the ball out of his hands quickly to avoid said Parsons buffets. We shall see. Jason, excellent question. When are the Packers going to put up a Bob Harlan statue? Should have been done ages ago. Now, they do have the Harlan Plaza where the 13 trees are planted. Hopefully you get a 14th tree in there someday, but I'm with you, man. The modern iteration of the Packers, as we know them, everything we know about this organization, how it exists even, doesn't exist without Bob Harlan. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Andrew, thanks again. Been meaning to ask and keep forgetting. Now seems like a great time. What was it like as a fan to be on the beat during that magical 16 run? It was hard, man. It was real hard because it like kind of frayed away at my fandom a little bit because I was gone all the time. You know, the great part was they flew me to all the games. The problem was, is if you lived in Green Bay, you were at least home for the home games. The away games, fine. You get on a plane and you go and you come back. For me, in a very unique situation, I was up at like 5 a.m. every Saturday morning flying to either Green Bay or wherever they were playing. After a couple years, man, that starts to wear on you when you've got young kids, which I did at the time. And towards the end, that kind of run on 2016, I was loving it. And they were incredible. But yeah, like the playoffs arrived and I almost resented it, man. It was just hard. It was just really hard. But at the same time, you get to the games and they're exciting and you have a great time. And I'll never forget that game in Dallas with the Jared Cook catch. The only time I've ever been reprimanded for making noise in the press box. God bless. Shout out Ryan Wood. But yeah, man, there were great moments. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, but like I said, towards the end, it got tough. It got very hard. Portmaster, what's up, man? Going to be pretty cool for Haversek when the Packers mail him his Super Bowl ring for his time here. I mean, he should get one if and when they win the Super Bowl. I hope he's there at the fitting, and I hope he gets invited to the White House because he's absolutely part of it. No doubt about it. They don't win the Cardinals game without him. I couldn't agree more. Chris, how you doing, man? Not sure if you have said this before, but could you take me through your NFC Championship game and Super Bowl XLV night? I'd love to hear that personal experience. You know what, Chris? Maybe I'll make a video about that. They're two very separate things, too. The Super Bowl in particular was great because I was with family here in New York, and Corey was in Dallas for the game, covering it for Cheesehead TV. But yeah, man, that was a crazy stretch. And it was the first time, like, you know, the Cheesehead TV had been able to cover something because back then the Packers didn't credential us and the NFL credentialed us. So we got to go for the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. Yeah, maybe I'll make a video about that this offseason. I probably won't. It would be way too long to do right now, but that is a phenomenal idea, Chris. I appreciate the interest. Simitovich, what's up, man? My favorite memory of 12 was 2014 Bears, Green Bay, 6 TDs. Dude, that game was so fun. And it gave us one of the eternally great memes to throw in Bears fans' faces online. Menace, what's up, man? Aaron Rodgers is the greatest QB of all time from a pure talent standpoint, and it's not even close. You ask Tom Brady to physically do 50% of what Aaron did, he gets obliterated or benched by year 3. 12 could do it all. Totally agree as far as his physicality and what he was able to do at the position. What made Brady great was his consistency. I know Greg Rosenthal has talked about this a few times, and I very much agree with this perspective of Aaron's highs were higher than anything we've probably ever seen, both physically and just production-wise, right? The problem was is there were and have been too many kind of hills and valleys through that greatness. Certainly, you know, don't look any further than the kind of the back end of McCarthy's tenure. It's not like he was playing lights out top of his game football. And now I know there's the quip. His down years are some most quarterbacks' good years. And that's very true. But when you've shown, it's the old coaching adage, man, you done up and showed what you can do. So that's the expectation. When we know you can play at this level and you're giving us this down here, that is just that, you know, the sustained greatness that Brady had. Production, consistency, That's the big difference, right? So yeah, I don't disagree with your comment as far as the great stuff that he put on tape. Yeah, it's probably some of the best we'll ever see. No doubt about it. Chris, thanks again, man. I will forever love 12. Fell in love with Ball because of that man. Broke my heart seeing that slow and inevitable avalanche that was his departure. I mean, yeah, at some point, like I said, it ain't show friends, it's show business, and the Packers had to make that decision. If they wanted to, you know, turn the page and get a quarterback in there who they had picked and selected and they knew they were going to turn the keys over to, it was always going to be difficult. That was never going to be easy, right? But again, like as we sit here now, it seems to have worked out okay. Now, it sucks that Rodgers had to go through what he went through in New York, but he's in a great place right now, and this is going to be a fun game on Sunday night. Aaron, what's up, man? Why I said is I'm a Packer fan, not a Rodgers fan, which I get, man. Like I said earlier, whatever you're feeling is valid. Ain't no one telling you your feelings are wrong. Totally understand, man. I get it. Evan, how are you, man? I'll always love Rodgers. Spending years watching every Sunday with a chance to win is something I'll always be thankful for. Great memories. I mean, he's a field tilter. Always was during his time as a starter. No doubt about it. And that's all you can ask, man. You show up on a Sunday with a chance to win because of your quarterback. You are light years ahead of a lot of franchises. Just look around the league, man. Look at the Vikings last night. Look no further than the Vikings last night. They're in hell because of their quarterback position. You know, love it. Chris, you're not alone here. I got to be honest. I think we should keep Harvisek. They might. We'll see how it plays out, man. Maybe they slow play the McManus return. And I would suspect some kicker needing team might give a call leading up to the deadline if he's still on the roster. Although they're probably, most teams will probably assume that they're going to cut him at some point. So why give up a pick? But crazier shit has happened, man. Portmaster, how are you, man? The Aaron Rodgers Atlanta divisional game is an all-timer. You can't ever tell me that was one of the most exciting performances at the quarterback spot we've ever seen or will ever see. No question about it, man. That was a great night. What a great night. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll see you. Watch party on Sunday night. Go Pack, go.